الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. We praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We ask Allah to exalt, dimension, and grant peace and send his salutations and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his companions and all those who follow them on their path of righteousness until the end of time. Good to see you brothers again. And I apologize for the long absence. However, that's life. Personally, I wish the Imam would have recited like for another 15-20 minutes. What do you think? It would have been nice if he recited the whole Surah At-Tur. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. Speaking of Salah and being on good terms with the Book of Allah, we will be discussing the chapter on بيان في قيام الليل وفضله والأسباب الميسرة لقيامه ونحو ذلك. Ibn Qudam al-Maqdisi rahimahullah discusses the virtue of the night prayer, or staying up in at night for the prayer, and the virtue of that, and the means which facilitate things of the sort. قال الله تعالى تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع. Their bodies, their sides, do not remain on their beds. The place where you rest, there's the sides, meaning when you sleep on your left or right side. Right side. So their sides are not remaining still on their bed, which is an indication that they would get up for salah. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بقيام الليل فإنه دأب الصالحين قبلكم وهو قربة إلى ربكم ومغفرة للسيئات ومنهاة عن الإثم وفي فضله أحاديث كثيرة. Very nice. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, upon you is the night prayer, because it is from the ways of the righteous people that preceded you. And it is means of seeking nearness to your Lord. And it is means for your sins to be forgiven. And it prevents a person from sinfulness. So these are important virtues. Let's just review them again. First, it is the way of the righteous predecessors, our Salaf. Secondly, it's means of getting nearer to Allah, getting closer to Allah. That's two. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ, and sins being forgiven. Interested? I'm interested. And fourthly, it prevents person from sinfulness, which is pretty much all you need to go to Jannah. If we have this nice combination, I think we're good to go. And قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ is means to bring about all of those. وقال الحسن البصري رحمه الله لم أجد من العبادة شيئا أشد من الصلاة أو أشد من الصلاة في جوف الليل فقيل له ما بال المتهجدين أحسن الناس وجوها فقال لأنهم خلوا بالرحمن فألبسهم من نوره. الحسن البصري said رحمه الله, he's one of the famous تابعين, he said I did not find any from among the acts of worship which is more severe, any more difficult to do, except like the night prayer, the prayer in the middle of the night. So it was said to him, what is the matter with those who pray at night that their faces are illuminating? They have the most beautiful faces. He said, because they were in seclusion with the Most Merciful at night, so he granted them light, special light from Allah Azza wa Jal. The Shaykh said, فَصْلٌ فِي الْأَسْبَابِ الْمُيَسِّرَةِ لِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. What are the means which facilitate? Because maybe many of us wish to pray at night. However, we may not be following the means that are available to us. So, among the things which facilitate, he said, اعلم أن قيام الليل صعب إلا على من وفق للقيام بشروطه الميسرة له. Know that praying at night is difficult. Is difficult. Except upon those who have been granted success to fulfill the means which facilitate it. فَمِنَ الْأَسْبَابِ ظَاهِرٌ وَمِنْهَا بَاطِنٌ. There are some external, apparent reasons and some which are internal, meaning have to do with the qalb, the heart. فَأَمَّا الظَّاهِرُ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُكْثِرُ الْأَكْلِ. From among the apparent external reasons, do not exceed the acceptable in eating. You eat too much, you knock out. That's just the way it is. You eat too much and you're halas. As they say, janaza, until the morning. Huh? Wait, I need to change the settings on this thing. It turns off every 2 minutes if I don't touch the screen, which is not convenient. Okay, here we go. Afwan. Oops. No. Okay, now I busted it. I went back too much. Recent PDFs. Bismillah. Right there. Nope. Tayyib. Again. Just give me a minute to sort this out. Bismillah. Here we go. Alhamdulillah. Na'am. فإنه لا يكفرك طال وكان بعضهم يقول يا معشر المريدين لا تأكلوا كثيرا فتشربوا كثيرا فتناموا كثيرا فتخسروا كثيرا. مريدين hopefully he meant الآخرة, those who are seeking the life to come, not the other مريد who wants something else. He said if you're looking for the hereafter, do not eat too much, otherwise you will drink too much, and then you will sleep too much, and therefore you will lose too much. It's like domino effect. You eat, and when you eat, you drink. When you drink, you sleep. And when you sleep, you lose. You miss out, in other words. This is the first reason. وَمِنْهَا أَلَّا يُتْعِبَ نَفْسَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ أَوْ يُتْعِبُ نَفْسَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ بِالْعَمَالِ الشَّاقَةِ. Don't exhaust yourself during the day with too much work. Because again, if we work too much, then we will be too tired to be able to get up at night. This is a difficult one to deal with nowadays. Because if you don't work too much, or you don't work hard enough, you'll get fired. And if you get fired, you will have nothing to do. And that's worse. Huh? You might as well work hard and keep your job. I'm just telling you now. So you won't be lazy, say, wallah, you, next day you take 2 hours break. What happened? I want to pray at night, yeah, manager. So I'm just going to take it easy. And he can take it easy with you too. So be careful, huh? وَمِنْهَا أَلَّا يَتْرُكَ الْقَيْلُولَ بِالنَّهَارِ فَإِنَّهَا تُعِينُ عَلَى قِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. Thirdly, if one is able, barakallahu fiqh, if one is able to, the Shaykh said, do not leave that nap during daytime, because it helps you pray at night. So if one has the ability to sleep before dhuhr, which is what qaylula is supposed to be actually before dhuhr, nowadays we pray do it after dhuhr. If one is able to do so, then let him not miss out on that. وَمِنْهَا أَنْ يَجْتَنِبَ الْأَوْزَارِ, that he should avoid awzar. What is awzar? Wizr. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. What does that mean? Aywa. Now we're in trouble. You finished the ayah, but you don't know the meaning. If you're walking down the street and mashallah, you look like a good practicing Muslim and a Christian, or someone came and said to you, I read in your book, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. What does that mean? What do you say? I don't know. Aywa. And no soul shall bear the burden of another. So wizr is that burden, the sin, the burden of sin. So avoiding awzar. Awzar is the plural of wizr. Avoiding sinfulness. Why? قال الثوري حرمت قيام الليل أو قيام الليل خمسة أشهر بذنب أذنبته. والله المستعان. I was deprived of praying at night for 5 months because of a sin. He said because of a ذنب أذنبته. He knows what the sin is. Now which one of us can say, والله yeah, last week I only had one sin, I wish I didn't do it. Yeah. We don't know which is which now. We're so mixed up with things, Allah musta'an, we don't know which is which. So if one of us hasn't prayed at night for a long time, it could be that there's so much sin that obviously is not working. Or they were oversensitive. They were hypersensitive at the time of Sufyan, whether bin Uyayna or the Thawri or others among the Salaf. They were very delicate. And they knew when they would go off the path and when they would do wrong and so on and so forth. So we ask Allah to overlook our mistakes and our shortcomings. He said, وَأَمَّا الْمُيَسِّرَاتُ الْبَاطِنَةُ, there are internal things. فَمِنْهَا سَلَامَةُ الْقَلْبِ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. the heart being sound towards Muslims. وَخُلُوِهِ مِنَ الْبِدَعِ And a heart being vacant of innovations. وَإِعْرَاضِهِ عَنْ فُضُولِ الدُّنْيَا And turning away from the matters of the mundane matters of the dunya. The matters of the dunya which are of no importance. Obviously, business and things of the sort through which one is able to take care of himself and his family may not necessarily be fudul al-dunya. It's matters which are actually not beneficial. So someone will tell you, for example, the whole list of who beat who in cricket and in football. Real Madrid beat Manchester, I don't know what, and they give you a whole list, and he scored the fourth goal on the sixth minute, and then, I don't know, Messi scored it on the fifth minute, and... Sheikh, khalas ya boy. We don't need the... This is not a news highlight of soccer. Okay, who cares anyways, who beat who? Do you play soccer? If you play soccer, good for you. You're exercising. You're working out, you're getting in shape. But you watch a bunch of people play and you're getting fat on the couch. Yani what? What have we achieved as an ummah? That this team or the cricket fans, are you laughing at soccer because the brothers from the subcontinent only know cricket? It's the same thing. Sri Lanka's playing against India or against Australia, it's the same fitna. And a cricket game can go for how many days? Yeah, Sheikh. 5 days? Imagine one game for 5 days. Wallah haram. That game should be haram just because of this, let alone for other reasons. Anyways, man. وَمِنَّا خَوْفٌ غَالِبٌ يَلْزَمُ الْقَلْبِ مَعْ قَصْرِ أَوْ قِصَرِ الْأَمَلِ A fear which is consistent with the condition of the heart, along with having يعني the hope not being one that is stretched out. Have the limited hope in the sense that, you know, don't expect إذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وإذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح بمعنى كلام ابن عمر, that if you make it to the morning, don't expect to live till the evening. It's the short أمل in حيات, meaning expect death at any moment. ومنها أن يعرف فضل قيام الليل, and knowledge, knowing the virtue of praying at night will be among the means to facilitate that. When we know that sins will be forgiven, it's the way of the righteous people, it will prevent us from sinfulness, it will get us closer to Allah. It's an encouragement, it's a boost, inshallah. وَمِنْ أَشْرَفِ الْبَوَاعِثِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْحُبُّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى The Shaykh said, from among the most noble means which will guide us and lead us and encourage us to praying at night is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love which one has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقوة الإيمان بأنه إذا قام ناجى ربه وأنه حاضره ومشاهده فتحمله المناجاة على طول القيام. And the strength of iman while standing in prayer and beseeching Allah, and knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal is observing this slave and he sees him and he watches him. So this understanding makes that person want to elongate his prayer at night, make it as long as possible. قال أبو سليمان رحمه الله أهل الليل في ليلهم ألذ من أهل اللهو في لهوهم. He said, ولولا الليل ما أحببت البقاء في الدنيا. الله أكبر. He said, the people of night, meaning the people who pray at night, in their night are more joyful than the people who are playing during the day. Those who are engaging in the dunya and the pleasures of the dunya, those praying at night have a better time, a more joyful time than those in the dunya. He said, and had it been for the night, I wouldn't have even liked to remain in this dunya. This is zuhd. Allah musta'an. وفي صحيح مسلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه قال إن في الليل لساعة لا يوافقها عبد مسلم يسأل الله فيها خيرا إلا أتاه إياه وذلك كل ليلة. In a hadith which was collected by Imam Muslim in الصحيح, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, verily in the night there's an hour no slave and no believing Muslim slave is found in that hour asking Allah for any good except that Allah will give him that good. And this is every single night. And we know that based on other hadith, this is most likely the last third of the night, when the descent, the divine descent of Allah Azza wa Jal, when He descends to the lowest heaven and He asks, who is asking me so I can give him, and you know the hadith. Now he said, وَأَحْيَاءُ اللَّيْلِ مَرَاتِبُ. Praying at night is at different degrees. It's not all the same. أَحَدُهُمَا أَنْ يُحْيَى اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ وَرُوِيَ ذَلِكَ عَنْ جَمَاعَةٍ مِنَ السَّلَفِ. That he prays the whole night. And this was narrated from a group of among the Salaf. الثانية أن يقوم نصف الليل. To the other option is to pray half of the night. وَهُوَ مَرْوِيٌ أَيْضًا عَنْ جَمَاعَةٍ مِنَ السَّلَفِ. It's also been attributed to a group from among the righteous predecessors. وَأَحْسَنُ الطَّرِيقِ فِي هَذَا أَنْ يَنَامَ الثُّلُثُ الْأَوَّلِ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ الثُّلُثَ الْأَوَّلِ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَالسُّدْسُ الْأَخِيرِ مِنْهِ. And the best way to divide that is that you sleep, is that the person sleeps for the first third of the night and the last sixth of the night. الْمَرْتَبَ الثَّالِثَ أَنْ يَقُومَ ثُلُثَ اللَّيْلِ. The third degree is that you pray one third of the night. فَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَنَامَ النِّصْفَ الْأَوَّلِ. It is recommended that you sleep in the first half. وَالسُّدُسُ الْأَخِيرِ. And then the last sixth. وَهُوَ قِيَامُ دَاوُدٌ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. And this is the manner in which Dawood عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ used to pray. Besides that, he would used to fast on alternate days. يَصُومُ يَوْمًا وَيُفْطِرُ يَوْمًا. فَفِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ أَحَبُّ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صَلَاةُ دَاوُودٍ. In the two sahih, the most beloved salah to Allah is the salah of Dawood alayhi salam. كان ينام نصف الليل ويقوم ثلثة وينام سدسة. He used to sleep for half of the night, then he would get up for one third, then he would sleep for one sixth of the night, which is fair and square, which is affordable for the body actually. ونوم آخر الليل حسن. Sleeping at the last part of the night is good. لأنه يذهب بأثار النعاس من الوجه بالغداة ويقلل صفرته. Because it will take away from the marks of sleeplessness or sleepiness on one's face. You know, when you look like you haven't slept, people tell on your face that you haven't rested in a while. So sleeping at the last part of the night will get rid of that. And from your face being yellow, the yellowish, you know, look of the face the next day. المرتبة الرابعة أن يقوم سدس الليل أو خمسة. Is that the fourth degree is the person gets up for one sixth of the night or one fifth of the night. والأفضل من ذلك ما كان في النصف الأخير. And the best, if you were to do that, it would be in the last half of the night. وبعضهم يقول أفضله السدس الأخير. And some say it's the last sixth of the night. المرتبة الخامسة ألا يراعي التقدير فإن مراعاة ذلك صعب. The last one is that don't even bother with all this kind of breakdown, because doing so is difficult. Just go with whatever, you know, whatever your body and you're able to do. You don't have to sit there and count, okay, the night is I don't know how many hours, so one half would be 4.5 hours and a quarter of that is 45 minutes and something like that. The Sheikh said that one degree is that you don't bother with all of that. You just do whatever. We know from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he would do what? He would pray and he would sleep. And isn't this in the same context of the hadith when the three men came and asked about the Prophet ﷺ, his sunnah, and his wives told them? So one of them said, I will fast and I will never break my fast. And one said, I will never get married. And one said, I'll pray every night. And what did the Prophet ﷺ say when he came? Did he accept that? Said no. Said, I get married, I fast and I break my fast, and I pray and I sleep. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whosoever disdains my sunnah, turns away from my sunnah, is not of me. So there's nothing better than the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously, because that's what Allah chose for his messenger, and what he chose for his messenger is the best, ultimately. المهم ثم فيما يفعله طريقان. There are two ways for him to do what he's doing. أحدهما أن يقوم أول الليل إلى أن يغلبه النوم فينام. In regards to the person who's going to just go haphazardly without all this kind of breakdown and division, he has two ways of doing it. The first one is that he prays from the beginning of the night. as long as he can until he khalas, until he gets tired. His tank is empty. So maybe he get up after Isha, he goes home and he has dinner or something, then he prays until maybe 11, let's say 11 o'clock midnight, done. Khalas, then he crashes. فَإِذَا غَلَبَهُ النَّوْمُ نَامْ. And then if he gets too tired, he just sleeps. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَشَدِّ الْمُكَابَدَ هُوَ طَرِيق جَمَعَ مِنَ السَّلَفَ. And this is among the most difficult, the Shaykh said. And you know, it's been narrated from a group of the Salaf again. وفي الصحيحين من حديث أنس رضي الله عنه ما كنا نشاء أن نرى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مصليا من الليل إلا رأيناه وما كنا نشاء أن نراه نائما إلا رأيناه. The Anas said, we would never wish to see the Prophet عليه السلام praying at night except that we would see him praying. Nor do we wish to see him sleeping except that we would see him sleeping. So they would see him sleeping at times and they would see him praying at times, which indicates this kind of, you know, breakdown, that you sleep and you wake up and pray and you sleep as well. وَكَانَ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ يُصَلِّي مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Umar used to pray of the night, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Now here, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, what does it mean? All night? Now this is a little, it's complicated because of what we are accustomed to when we hear the term MashaAllah. He said here, this is somewhat grammatical. He said, وَعُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كَانَ يُصَلِّي مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. What does that mean? It doesn't mean like when you see people by gyms, then they put MashaAllah Tabarakallah. Huh? Is that what it means here? MashaAllah, what an excellent this. MashaAllah, congratulations. Is this what MashaAllah means? No. Here it doesn't mean that. What does it mean? Yeah. How many times? وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَيْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. That's what it means. It's Allah willing. That's why I say MashaAllah, meaning what Allah willed. Actually, that's the actual technical translation of MashaAllah. MashaAllah, because that which you're seeing that is impressing you is only by Allah's will. So you are attributing that to Allah and you're mentioning Allah Azza wa Jal. You remember Allah when you see something that pleases you. That's why the scholars differ. Do you say like وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ إن ترني أنا أقل أكثر منك مالا ولدا. Forgot the idea. أقل منك مالا ولدا. نعم. So some of the scholars say when you see something that pleases you, say ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. And based on another hadith, if you see something that pleases you, you ask Allah to bless it. So you see the brother بارك الله فيك. Huh? But and some of the ulama say if you look in yourself in the mirror, if you are that يعني ما شاء الله. If you, and you like yourself, you say بارك الله فيا. May Allah bless me, because you may give yourself an evil eye. Next thing you know, you're down on the floor. Somebody has to pick you up to the hospital. So anything that you see, you ask Allah to bless it. You ask Allah to bless it. Whether your children, your family, yourself, your anything that you see. Ala kulli hal. This is not the point of discussion. فَكَانَ يُصَلِّي مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَ مِنْ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ أَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ. Until when it comes towards the end of the night, he would wake up his family. فَيَقُولُ الصَّلَاةُ الصَّلَاةُ. He would say salah salah. And then I've read other narrations where he would actually cite the ayah, I believe in Surah Taha, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. So and command your family to establish the prayer and be patient in doing so, in establishing the prayer. لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك. We don't ask you for any sustenance, we are the sustainers, which is Allah عز وجل. وقال الضحاك أدركت أقواما يستحيون من الله في سواد هذا الليل من طول الضجعة. He said, I have reached people, I have met people who would be too ashamed of Allah in the darkness of the night to be in bed for a long time. They feel ashamed to be in bed for like 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. They feel too ashamed, they get up and pray. الطريق الثاني أن ينام أول الليل فإذا أخذ حظه من النوم وانتبه قام بالباقي. قال سفيان الثوري إنما هي أول نومة فإذا انتبهت لم أقلها يعني لم ينم. The other way to do it is the opposite. You sleep the first part of the night. The first one was you pray until you knock out. This one is no, you sleep. Pray Isha, crash. Until you get your share of sleep. وانتبه. انتبه here it means not pay attention, like انتبه, pay attention. انتبه meaning you woke up. You were alert, alerted. قام الباقي. Then you stay up for the rest of the night. So if you slept at 8 p.m., not possible now, 10 p.m., and then you woke up at 3 in the morning, خلاص. You got your 5 hours of sleep, let's say. So then from the time that you wake up, then you remain up until Fajr, according to the Sheikh. Huh? Excuse me? Last sixth of the night. But wait, I haven't finished the thing. So Sufyan al-Thawri said, if it is verily the first sleep, if I wake up, then I don't sleep afterwards. He's just narrating different actions. المرتبة السادسة أن يقوم مقدار أربع ركعات أو ركعتين. فقد روينا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال صلوا من الليل صلوا أربعا صلوا ركعتين. Now this hadith we need شعيب. Where's شعيب? No شعيب. على كل حال. And this hadith requires authentication, and I don't think I have أورده السيوطي في الجامع الصغير وعزاه إلى أبي النصر والبيهقي بشعب الإيمان الحسن مرسلا. المهم, there could be some issue with this particular narrative. The sixth position is that you pray what is equivalent to 4 rak'at or possibly 2 rak'at. And when he said ruwina already, that is sighat al-tamrid, which is an indication that there may be some weakness in that tradition, attributing it to the Prophet alayhi sallam. Then he said that the hadith says pray from the night, pray 4 or pray 2. The issue with that is that when you read the discussion of the ulama regarding taraweeh, and then the difference of opinion whether you should pray 8 or 11 or 20, and then each position will cite their evidence, I've never come across this evidence. We have the hadith of Salatul Layl, Mathna Mathna. So had this been one, maybe it would have been used. Allahu A'lam. Ala kulli hal, we will verify the authenticity and see if it's relevant. Also, وفي سنن أبي داود قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من استيقظ من الليل وأيقظ امرأته فصليا جميعا ركعتين كتب من الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's attributed that he had said to him, that he had said, whosoever wakes up at night and he wakes up his wife and they pray together at least 2 rak'at, then they will be written from among those who remember Allah abundantly. Because when Allah mentioned, you know, al-muslimin wal-muslimat until the end, said, wal-dhakirin Allah kathiran wal-dhakirat. So these are those who remember Allah azza wa jal abundantly. وكان طلحة بن مصرف يأمر أهله بقيام الليل ويقول صلوا ركعتين فإن الصلاة في جوف الليل تحط الأوزار. تحط الأوزار. And Talha used to command his family to pray at night, and he would say to them, pray at least 2 rak'at. Because verily the prayer in the middle of the night will take away and expiate sins. فهذه طرق طرق قسمة الليل. These are the قسمة الليل. These are the various methods of breaking down the night. فليتخير المريد لنفسه ما يسهل عليه. So each one who wants goodness for himself, choose what is most convenient for you. You want to pray at night in the last part of the night or the beginning, or you want to go half and third and divide it, however you want. فإن صعب القيام عليه في وسط الليل فلا ينبغي أن يخل بإحياء ما بين العشاءين وورد السحر ليكون قائما في الطرفين وهذه مرتبة سابعة. If he's unable to pray in the middle of the night, then him not have any shortcomings in regards to that area of Maghrib and Isha, the later, yani the early part of Isha, ووورد السحر, and then that which you do at the pre-dawn. That way, he would be up at these two sides or two ends, and this is the seventh degree in that. يعني at least catch, you know, the Isha time, which is what many do. They pray witr right after Isha, just to at least they have witr done. And then, you know, if you can get up, or if one doesn't pray witr afterwards, if you can get up 15, 20 minutes before Fajr and pray the witr, then that would be good. My understanding of what the Sheikh said, Bain al-Ashain is Maghrib and Isha, because this is what they're called. So, Wallahu A'lam. Now, there's another chapter. Actually, that's a nice one, Ibrahim. The last chapter before we end, because it's a very short chapter. فَأَمَّا مَنْ صَعُبَتْ عَلَيْهِ الطَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَثَقُلَتْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْيَجْلِسْ مُسْتَقْبِلِ الْقِبْلَةِ وَلْيَذْكُرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَلْيَدْعُ مَهْمَ قَدِرٍ. Whoever finds it difficult to clean himself or make wudu at night, mind you, back then you could be living in an area where it's cold and the making wudu in the middle of the night may be difficult for the person. I don't think we have this issue now. But even if someone found it difficult, they cannot see, whatever the reason may be, or the salah itself is heavy, just cannot get up and pray, too lazy of a person, then let him at least sit facing the Qibla and remember Allah and make dua as much as possible. Yani do something, what the Shaykh is saying. If one cannot pray, then let him engage in some sort of ibadah. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجْلِسْ فَلْيَدْعُوا وَهُوَ مُطَّجِعٌ. If you cannot even get up, then even while you're lying down, make dua. Make dua. وَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ وِرْدٌ فَغَلَبَهُ النَّوْمُ فَاتَ فَلْيَأْتِ بِهِ بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الدُّحَى. Whosoever is used to praying at night and he misses it because of sleep, then let him perform it after Salat al-Duha. فَقَدْ وَرَدَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ. This is mentioned in the hadith. وَلْيَحْذَرْ مَنْ لَهُ عَادَتْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ أَنْ يَتْرُكَهَا. And whosoever was in the habit of praying at night, let him be careful or be warned against abandoning it. If you had been used to praying at night, don't leave it, the Shaykh said. فَفِي الصَّحِحَيْنِ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لِعَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ عَمْرٍ لَا تَكُنْ مِثْلَ فُلَانٍ كَانَ يَقُومُ اللَّيْلِ فَتَرَكَ قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abdullah ibn Amr, he said, do not be like Fulan. He used to pray at night, but then he abandoned the night prayer. So because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, don't be like this person, meaning you don't want to be like that person either. So if one of us used to pray at night, let him be consistent in doing so. If we have not been praying at night, then hopefully these classes or this class will be, inshallah, will serve as an aid and reminder for all of us to possibly engage. Of course, as the ulama say, it's a process. Meaning the first time you get up, you're going to be very tired and you may barely pray 2 rak'at. Fine. It's something that your body gets used to. So in the beginning, it may be a very short period, even 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then it may grow with the passage of time until it becomes normal for the body. Your body on its own will wake up in the middle of the night, do the prayer. You will not have this issue. This is just the way our bodies are made. And you know this from work. You may be working in one company with a shift that begins from this time to that time, then you move and you work in a different company. The first few days, you're tired, and when everybody you're sleepy, and then khalas, your body gets adapts to the situation. Same thing goes with the night prayer. So the next chapter, inshallah, which we'll discuss bi'idhni Allah Azza wa Jal next week, if you all remain alive and healthy, will be in discussing the virtuous nights and days. And things of the sort. What are days of importance and nights of importance in Islam? Like the last 10 nights and the days of Tashriq and the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and things of the sort. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.